Turning a passion for volunteering into a career. It happens to some people, including John Siebert. He and his wife started helping out at Blanchet House in Portland, and an opportunity came up. Now he works there full-time as a volunteer manager. He's obviously dedicated and good at his job because he's been nominated as our KXL Everyday Hero.
The consistency we provide is huge. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, 6 days a week, same times, to anyone in need. You don't need to be a member. You don't need to even give us your name if you don't want to. You just got to show up, say you want some coffee, say you want a meal. So a lot of the day is around prepping that, of course. We've tried to expand what we do during COVID to include more clothing services, hygiene services, and we're very fortunate to be able to connect people to other organizations sometimes through our peer support and through our volunteers as well. So we're always built around those meals. That's really the cornerstone of what we do, and that's the consistency in each day.
And how much of a need is there in Portland?
It's still huge. It's definitely not quite as bad as we saw early in COVID. Those first 6 months, we were doing 2,000, sometimes 2,500 meals a day. We're lower than that now. But we're still seeing a much larger need than we did before COVID. Obviously, there's been a lot of trauma. Those of us who are fortunate enough to have roofs and jobs and all of those different things, but we're still seeing people that are in great need of a safe place to be and food and all of those things. So we're fortunate to be able to stay open as we are and keep meeting those needs.
It's such a controversial topic in Portland, you know, especially in the last 2 or 3 years. What do you say to people who question why you're doing what you're doing?
That's a very good question. And obviously there's, you know, going to be a lot of sides to anything that comes up. Our core mission is to provide food, shelter, and aid to those in need of a safe place to be nourished. And I think providing compassion and dignity always has a place, no matter where you are in life, no matter who you are. And that's really what I always come back to, is everyone wants a hot meal. You know, we're all getting our cup of coffee in the morning. Some of us make it at home. Some of us head, you know, to a nearby coffee shop. If you don't have the resources, you can come here. But we all need that. And we all want to have someone that knows our name, knows our order, and can meet us there. I think that's something that we can all kind of agree on. And, you know, we're just one part of making sure everyone gets their cup of coffee in the morning.
I guess it would be summed up as it's about someone who's hungry and needing something, not about questioning why they're here in the first place.
Yeah, I would say that's a big part of it. The last 18 or so months, 20 months, have been very humbling in that we've all had to, you know, make a lot of sacrifices, and we've seen, if not our own lives go through a lot of struggles, we've seen people close to us go through that. And I think that's why so many people have volunteered here, have donated here, have followed us, because we can all relate to that struggle and making sure that there's something for everyone, you know, at all levels of struggle. And we're going to be here no matter what. We had a tremendous crew of volunteers that made sure that we were open during the firestorms, during the ice storms, obviously during the pandemic. But when needs are great, you know, the community has to be there, and that's what we try to provide.
That is our KXL Everyday Hero, John Siebert. The Blanchet House can always use more volunteers and donations, including cold weather gear. They'll take homemade desserts as well.
That makes me very happy because I can bake and
Oh, that's nice.
Bake and take.
KXL.com is where you can go to learn more.